Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to take a look at how you can do routing for web forms in ASP.NET 4. So I need to do a little setup for a demo, and what we're going to do is create a new website. Now, as you can see, I'm creating this website in Visual Basic, but the sample code download also has a C# version. Now, we need a few things in our website in order to demo the routing features of ASP.NET 4. So the first thing we need is a global application class. So let's go down here and add one of those. So we'll add that, and now we need to set up a page that we can use for our routing example. So let me create a folder, and we're going to call this folder Sales. And inside of that, let's add a web form. And let's call that, just call it detail. And we'll add that in. So now we're ready to get started with our routing. And what we want to be able to do here is in the URL that the user would enter, we want to be able to type the word sales followed by the region in which they're looking for the sales detail. So it might, for example, be sales/North America or sales/Europe. And then the page would get that value that they've entered on the URL and take it and look up the sales data for that particular region. Now, the core functionality for routing is defined at the application level. So we'll do that over here in the global ASAX file. And in essence, what we want to do is define a series of routes here. And by routes, what we're doing is we're taking the inbound URL that is typed by the user, and we're capturing it, and we're breaking it into pieces, looking at the values in those pieces. And based upon those values, we're going to route the request to a particular physical page on the site. So the URL does not have to map to nor even look at all like the address of the physical page on the site. And as you know from traditional websites, the URL has to map specifically to a physical page. And so by putting this routing process in the middle, it really gives us a lot of flexibility to define URLs that are more friendly to the user and actually allow them to do things by simply entering things into the URL that they type. Now, in order to do this, we have to define a few things here in this global ASAX file. And specifically, what we're going to do is define a collection of routes that are on file for the application. And then the application is going to use that list of routes to map incoming URL requests. So let's put that in its own method. So I'm just going to create a new method here. We'll call it register routes. And we need to pass something called a route collection into this as a variable, and you'll see how we use that in just a moment. So we'll just call that routes as a route collection. And you can see we're getting our little error indicator here on route collection because we don't have a reference that contains the route collection class. So let's use our little helper here and see what it tells us to do. It's probably going to tell us, yes, to import system.web.routing. So we'll add that import statement in. And now what we're going to do up here when the application starts is we're going to call the registerRoots method. And we have that, and now we need to pass it that root collection. And the root collection is contained in something called a root table. And that is right here. And inside of that, you can see there's a property which is called roots. And inside of that property is the root collection. So go like that, and we'll pass that in. Now we need to go down here to register roots and actually define the specific roots that we want for this website. Now, when I define roots, what I like to do is put a little comment that has an example of the root that I'm defining, and that way when I come back to it or someone else looks at the code, you have a quick point of reference as to what the definition is intended for. So let's start out and put an example of one of the roots we're going to register here, and let's put server. And by server I mean the root of the website, something like www.microsoft.com or whatever the company name is. And then the first part of the URL would have sales, because we're looking for sales. And in this case, let's say it's going to be for the region. So we'll put sales slash region slash. And then in here, what we want is the region name. And these little curly braces are how you define variables when you're doing URL routing. So we'll put that right here in the comment as well. And we'll just call it region. And that would indicate the name of a particular region, as I said in the beginning, like Europe, Asia, etc. So now we need to define the actual root which corresponds to this URL. Now, to define a root, use a method called mapPageRoot, and it's inside the roots collection that we passed inbound to this registerRoots method. So let's go into that, and we'll call up the different methods, and let's go to mapPageRoot. There it is, and you can see the IntelliSense out there on the right that it provides a way to define roots for web form applications. So now let's look at the parameters here, and there's 5 overrides. So what we want to do here is we need to enter a root name, and that just helps you uniquely identify the root. And we'll call this sales by region. And then we need the root URL. And this is essentially what we entered up above. So it starts at the root of the website. So in our case, it would be sales slash region slash, and then we put that region name in the curly braces to represent a variable. And that finishes the URL. And now we need the physical file name that we'll be routing to. So in this case, we can go slash sales slash detail dot ASPX. And that finishes the definition of a route. So it's really pretty straightforward once you understand the basic principles of it. So that has all our routes registered, or the single route that we've done so far. We could have multiple ones in here, but let's go over to the page and look at how we handle this route information coming in. In essence, the user is putting the name of the region in this URL, so we need a way to extract that information from the inbound URL on the detail ASPX page and use it to get the correct information from the database for that particular region. So we'll look at that. So let's go over to the page. And I'm going to put a label control here in the page. And what we can use this label control for is just to store the name of the region. And we'll run at equals server. Now, what you might do in the full implementation is take that region name, go off the database, get the data, put in a grid view or some other kind of control. But this will give us a quick indication that we're correctly extracting the region name. So now we need to go over to the code behind. And let's do this in the page load event handler. So I'll add one of those right in here. And what I'd like to do is to go over here and let me make copy this comment, which has our URL route definition. And I'm going to put it right over here. And that just helps to know exactly what we're looking for, not only now, but when you do maintenance on the code. Now, we want to put the region name in a local variable, so let's dimension in, and we'll just call it region as a string. And we need to get that, and this is the important part, and we'll take the page object instance, we'll go to what's called the route data, and we'll go to the values collection, and in this case we only have one value in this, but we might have multiple values in a more complicated route. So we put the key value, and in this case that name is region, and that will extract that inbound region value into our local region variable. And now what we want to do is go to that region name label that we have over there, and we want to go to the text, and we want to assign the region to that. So what that should do is we should end up with the region name in that label on the page. Alright, so let's test this out. Let me go over here and make this our start page. I'll open it up in the browser. And you can see we're getting the standard URL pointing to physical page. We're not getting a region name here on the page. So let's go up here and change the URL. And we'll put region slash Europe in there. And now let's enter that. And you can see we are extracting and getting the Europe as the region that we want. And we could go up here. We could change that to anything else. We could put Asia, and we'll get Asia in there. So you see we have our routing functionality working, and this ability to put the information right in the URL is very powerful. You've probably seen that on a number of websites, and with this approach you now have the ability to do that right here in an ASP.NET Web Forms application. So now let's expand on this a little bit, and let's define a second route for our application. So we'll go back over here to Global ASAX, and we're actually going to expand upon what we had before. And what we want to add is the ability to specify what year you want the information for. And so let's put that at the end. So we'll call it year, and we'll put that as our second variable. And we'll call it sales by region year. And then we'll go down in here. We need to add that year into this as well. And yet we're still going to have a point to the same detail ASPX page. So we need to do something additional over there as well. So we'll go back over here. And what we're going to do is we're going to dimension a second variable. And we're going to call it year. And we'll make this into a string. And we'll go back into the route data values. And we'll extract the year. So we have that. And what we're going to do, let's put another label over here on our page so we can see that. So we'll just copy this, paste it in, and we'll call it year name. And that way we can stuff that in there as well. And then what we'll do here is go to yourname.text, and we'll set that equal to the value we have for year. So let's open up the page in the browser, and we have our map to the physical file, so we don't get anything in the page. So let's edit the URL like we did before when we entered the region name. Let's put in region slash and Europe. Let's just put in the region name to start with and see what happens. And it does parse that. Now let's add a year on the end of it. And try that. And it is parsing in, putting the year value as well. So we have the ability to extract either the year or the region from our data. And so let's go back in here, and let me just show you how you might add a little code to make this a little bit more robust. So we might put an if statement. We might say if region not equal to string.empty, and what we do, we'll put that inside here, and we might do the same sort of thing for the year. We might say if year is not equal to string.empty. And what this would do is it would allow you the ability to go off and get the data that you're looking for. And by that I mean you may have a year, you may not have a year. And so what we could do is go like this. Like this. And that's just a quick example of some logic that might allow you to test for whether or not these values are present. Because remember, this page is being used for two different purposes. You can either have just the region or a region in a year. So you need to have some kind of logic here, and what we're doing is a test for whether the string is empty, and then we're assigning it the label. But as I mentioned before, you might be going off to the database and creating your parameterized query at that point to extract the data if it's for the region overall, the region for a year, that sort of thing. So that's an example of how you can do routing with web forms. We're over here in the code behind for the page looking at the values passed in the URL, and then over here in the global ASAX is where we actually define the root values. So I encourage you to download the sample source code. As I mentioned, it'll be in C# as well as the VB we did here in the demo, and then you can use that as a starting point for implementing routing with web forms in your own ASP.NET site. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on using routing with web forms in ASP.NET 4.